Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Tes Vav HaMasech Tes Avoy Dezar. Some of the topics we learned about include Mokim Shenogu Limkar Behema Dakalai De Kechavim Meichrin Mokim Shenogu Shalai Limkar E Meichrin. In places where the custom is for Jews to sell small animals to non-Jews, one is permitted to do so. In places where Jews do not sell small animals to non-Jews, one is forbidden to do so. However, Ein Mamidin Behema Bepuntukoy Shalai De Kechavim Nisha Chashudin Al Raviyah. In all places, a Jew may not leave his animal alone with a non-Jew, because there is a concern that a non-Jew will commit bestiality with a Jew's animal. In all places, one may not sell a large animal to a non-Jew, even where there is no concern for Raviyah, because there is a concern for Mavid Be'Malacha, that the non-Jew will make the animal do work on Shabbos. However, this concern applies only to a large animal that is used for work, but not to a small animal that is not used for work. The discussion regarding Schiris Kanya, where the one who rents an animal is considered the owner. The two exclusions to the Isser Mechira Behema Gasa. Safsira, a Jewish broker, may sell another Jew's animal to a non-Jew. Emer L'Shchita Zavna, a Jew may sell his cow to a non-Jew if there is a possibility that the animal will be immediately slaughtered for its meat, and the non-Jew will not do any work with the animal. The discussion regarding Yisrael HaChasha Limka La'ivik Echavim, whether a Jew may sell animal to another Jew who is suspected of selling animals to non-Jews. A Jew may not sell weapons to a non-Jew, and also not to a kuti. The machlokes regarding moichel and treason, whether a Jew may sell a shield to a non-Jew.